This is a practice to help you claim your awesome and prime your audience for your new up-leveled leadership. So you can bring your attention to the body and find the part that's holding back. It might be holding back a number. It might be a part that's telling you that you're being too ambitious, a part that's telling you that you shouldn't claim something, a part of you that hasn't shared a vision that's happening, the part of you that wants to hold back from just sharing something more up-leveled than you currently are. So find that in the body. A lot of people, when we do this, they'll say they find it in their chest, like a restriction. Some people find it in their belly. But explore your body. Where do you hold the part that tells you to not be so big and that tells you to keep this work quiet? And when you find it in the body, inhale into that part of you. So we don't want to deny that we have this part. So inhale it. And you can even feel into the feeling. And you can feel into any pain. It's a really primal feeling. The primal body feels this pain big. So just let any part that's holding you back feel its pain and breathe in. And then get a sense of, it's like you're digging through the layers of this, get this sense of, what is it really scared of? Is it scared of judgment, other people's judgment? Who do you think you are? I'm scared of too muchness. Scared of failing. What is underneath? What is this? What's the body really scared of? And this holding back. And then release that fear with a sound. And this might be primal. It may not make sense. Might come through as a word. Might come through as a sound you've never made before. But just let that fear have a sound. Give it voice. So instead of squishing it, ignoring it, or letting it control everything, we're going, we're going to let you talk. Let it make a sound. And they invite you to stand up and even give shape to this fear. So what is its posture? And if you really want to fast track past this fear, I invite you to wherever it was located in the body, the core of it. So if it was in your stomach, you're going to use your stomach. If it's in your chest, if it's in your head, walk around the room at whatever pace feels right for this fear, but leading with that part that holds it the most. This is the quickest way that we can take this fear that might be holding you back and turning it into fuel. And really digging into, what's under this fear? Beautiful. Now you can bring yourself, kind of shake it off, bring yourself to a stand. And what we want to do is we want to direct this fear to something that we actually is scarier, that we want to fear more. We want to put it in a different direction. So in your mind, you can think of what's even scarier than this. So what is scarier than people saying you're too much? What's scarier than your family not seeing this? What's something might be scarier than that, but like your family not seeing you achieve a dream that you want, or you not seeing a dream, or you not sharing something that would be really helpful might be scarier than someone thinking you're too much. So just think about really what's more scary. And then just change your direction. So if you're facing one way, just face the other way. And put that new fear in the new direction. And sometimes it can be helpful to, some people like to direct it to a spot on the wall using their eyes like a laser. This is scarier. Some people like to imagine that the actual scarier fear, like a ball of energy, and they're throwing it. So just change the way and the direction of the new fear. And you can go back and forth. So go to original fear, what that posture was, what direction it was facing, and then turn your body to the new direction. And what we're trying to do is transmute that fear of taking an action, of sharing something, and rewiring that fear to go, actually, this scarier thing is this thing, is not seeing it happen. Because wherever you put your energy, like wherever you put your attention, that's where energy goes. And we want to put our energy on that bigger vision. So let's put it where we want it. And now your next step is facing that direction of the actual scarier thing. Is just taking that ball of fear and imagine showing it to your audience. Then imagine the big goals that you have, that you share that with your audience. So imagine telling your audience, whether that's clients, whether that's team, where you're going and where you're going to take them. So imagine sharing it with them. Then slowly bring your body back to neutral. Beautiful work.